Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 36, with which we start the third season of this podcast. In this third season, we'll be discussing various Romanian cities and towns, which historically had a large Jewish population, their specific Jewish history, and significant Jewish personalities from these cities. I hope you'll find it interesting. This episode, episode 36, starts our virtual tour of the northeastern part of Romania with the Moldavia towns of Dorohoi and Suceava. These two cities share the distinction of belonging to the Bukovina province, which was once ruled by Austria as the Duchy of Bukovina, for almost 143 years from its annexation in 1775 until the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1918. Before we delve in, let me just mention that you just listened to the folk song Din Suceava în Rădăuți, in English from Suceava to Rădăuți, and that a link to the full recording of the song is provided in the episode notes. The first town we are visiting is the town of Dorohoi, which has been located on important trade routes between Poland, Bukovina, and Moldavia. An important commercial center, Dorohoi has been an attraction for Jews since the 15th century. According to tradition, the city old cemetery had headstones dating back to the 15th century, the oldest one being from 1656. Name of Jews appeared for the first time in land ownership documents as well as in court sentences from the 17th century. A document from 1768 speaks about Jewish merchants dealing in crude oil and spirits in Dorohoi. In the following period, some of the Jews who came to Moldavia settled in Dorohoi, at that time an urban center in commercial relations with Poland. As I mentioned before, Jews began to settle here in the 17th century. They were granted charters of privilege in 1799, 1808, and 1823. The Dorohoi community was organized, like other communities in Moldavia, as a Bresla Jidovilor, or Jewish Guild, first mentioned there in 1799 and continued to exist until 1834. The number of Jews increased in the following centuries, reaching from 600 Jewish families in Dorohoi in 1803 to over 3,000 persons in 1859, almost 50% of the total population, to 6,800 in 1899, 54% of total population, and then 5,800 people in 1930, 37% of the city population. For much of the 19th century, Jews were the outright majority of Dorohoi's population, a defining feature of the town's character. The Jews in Dorohoi were mainly occupied as artisans, manual workers, and petty shopkeepers. The town was also a major market for timber and farm produce from the northern Moldavian highlands, with merchants from neighboring states attending its fairs. The effervescent Jewish religious life led to the opening of a synagogue as early as 1824. Before the Holocaust, 25 synagogues functioned in Dorohoi. The Great Synagogue, the only synagogue still standing today, was built in the 19th century on the site of town's first synagogue from 1792. The town was already a Hasidic center where Admorim, or Hasidic masters, sometimes lived. The community had a Talmud Torah and a secular Jewish school by 1895. In 1920, the community established its first hospital. Towards the end of the 19th century, the first Zionist organizations appeared in the city, and organizations were opened to help poor or elderly Jews. Havarez Ion groups became active in the last decade of the 19th century. Later, various Zionist and other Jewish organizations also became active in this city. The Jewish community suffered tremendously during the Romanian Peasant Revolt of 1907 because of the arendashi system existing in rural Moldavia at that time. Arendashi were leaseholders who rented estates from the Romanian boyards and managed them commercially. Jewish arendashi effectively ran vast agricultural estates, collecting rents, operating mills, and running taverns, or in Romanian, kurcium. That generated a tremendous amount of ill will towards the Jews, and many were killed during the peasant revolt. The Jews were persecuted by the military authorities during the First World War and suffered from economic restrictions and increased anti-Semitism between the two world wars, which culminated with the Dorohoi pogrom of July 1, 1940. The spark that ignited the massacre was a military funeral. In an incident between Romanian and Soviet military men in Herța, neighbor Dorohoi, the Soviets killed a Romanian officer and the Jewish Romanian soldiers, Iancu Solomon, who was trying to defend the officer. The two were laid to rest in separate funerals. A firing squad was sent to Solomon's funeral, made up of 10 Jewish soldiers from the battalions stationed nearby. Right after the coffin was lowered into the grave, shots were heard and the local Jews ran and hid in the local cleansing room. The Jewish soldiers, turning to the cemetery gates, were surrounded by soldiers from the 3rd Border Patrol Battalion. They were put up against the cemetery's back wall and shot by the Romanian soldiers. Then the Romanian soldiers attacked the Jewish quarter, murdering about 200 Jewish inhabitants and looting houses. The following day, local peasants stripped the Jews' corpses that were still lying in the streets. The victims' families were forced to sign statements to the effect that their relatives had been murdered by unknown wayfarers. The public prosecutor, however, came to the conclusion that the soldiers had acted on instructions. According to an official Romanian report, 53 Jews were murdered and dozen injured. According to the town Jews, the number of fatalities was between 165 and 200. These acts were committed before Romania entered World War II, before it became Germany's ally, and before the German military entered the country. In 1941, there were 5,384 Jews living in Dorohoi, comprising about a third of the total population. Once the war with the Soviet Union broke out, 2,000 Jewish men from the towns and villages in the district were brought to the city and then deported to Transnistria on November 7, 1941. Dorohoi's Jews were deported on November 12, and by November 14, two transports totaling over 3,000 persons were dispatched. Many died in the sealed railroad cars before they reached their destination, Ataki on the Dniester. Deportations resumed on June 14, when 450 men were sent to Transnistria. They were later joined by their families in Mogilev and were sent from there to German camps on the bank of the Bug River, where most of them met their death. In Dorohoi itself, only 2,000 Jews were left and they were forbidden to engage in any economic activity. After World War II, the Jewish population of Dorohoi increased because of the refugees who settled there. In 1947, 7,600 Jews lived there. In 1956, there were only 2,700 Jews in Dorohoi, and in 1966, only over 1,000. In 2000, only 49 Jews remain in Dorohoi, with only one functioning synagogue. Most Jews from Dorohoi emigrated to Israel. An organization of Israeli Jews originating in Dorohoi is based in Kiryat Bialik in Israel. Dorohoi stands as one of the most striking examples of once thriving Jewish majority town in Romania, at its peak cover over half of the population being Jewish, reduced to near extinction through a combination of Romanian state-sponsored violence, deportation, and decades of emigration to Israel. Like everywhere else, the spiritual pillars of the Dorohoi Jewish communities were its rabbis. Rabbi Matiyahu Kalman, who died in 1824, represents the earliest formal rabbinical leadership of the community in Dorohoi during its most formative decades. Another well-known Dorohoi rabbi was Rabbi Chaim Taubes from 1847 to 1909, who, after serving in Sasov, Galicia, became one of Dorohoi's most distinguished rabbis. He was the author of Torah Commentaries and Responsa, a figure bringing the great Galician yeshiva world into the Moldavian frontier. He brought high scholarly standards to the Dorohoi pulpit and left behind an important body of halakhic literature. Rabbi Dov Ber Drimer from 1889 to 1921 was a scholar rabbi of Dorohoi who represented the continuity of serious Talmudic scholarship in this community well into the 20th century. Rabbi Pinchas Eliyahu Wasserman, 1917-1996, served as the last rabbi of the Dorohoi community. In order to maintain the illusion that Dorohoi was a model of the Jewish shtetl in Romania, especially with delegations of foreign Jewish organizations brought there to visit, he was forced to remain in Dorohoi for 20 years by the communist authorities, even though the Jewish population had greatly diminished through emigration, mainly to Israel. He ultimately made his way to Jerusalem, where he died in 1996. Dorohoi was also the hometown of Moses Rosen, chief rabbi of Romanian Jewry between 1948 and 1994, and the president of Federation of Jewish Communities of Romania between 1964 and 1994. He led the community through the entire communist era in Romania and continued in that role after the Romanian Revolution of 1989. Among the intellectuals born in Dorohoi were Romanian language writers such as Ion Călugăru, Sasha Pană, and Ștefan Antim. Ion Călugăru was born Strul Leiba Croitoru on February 1902 in Dorohoi. A Romanian novelist, dramatist, journalist, literary critic, and poet, he was active across the literary movements of Zburătorul, Contemporanul, Expressionism, Surrealism, Social Realism, and finally Socialist Realism. As a figure of Romania's modernist scene throughout the early interwar period, he was noted for combining a picturesque perspective on the rural Jewish Romanian community to which he belonged with traditionalist and avant-garde elements. His early works, including the novel Copilăria unui netrebnic, The Childhood of a Ne'er-do-well, brings together elements of social realism, surrealism, and expressionism over a conventional narrative line based on oral tradition and the classics of Romanian literature. The great Romanian critic George Călinescu described Copilăria unui netrebnic as a vast mural painting of Jewish life in the shadow tones of a Rembrandt or Grigorescu, with perfect stylistic maturity, objectively depicting a world that contains within it all the attributes of humanity, birth, betrothal, wedding, death, and customs rendered by a sure brush. One of the most remarkable and little-known facts about Dorohoi is that it served as the birthplace of Romania's most important avant-garde literary magazine called Unu in Romanian One, an avant-garde art and literary magazine published from April 1928 to December 1932 and edited by writers Sasha Pana and Moldov, dedicated to Dada and Surrealism. The first 10 issues were printed in Dorohoi and the rest in Bucharest. The driving force behind UNU was Sasha Pana, born Alexandru Binder, who had strong ties to the Dorohoi Jewish community. Generally considered the most passionate propagator of avant-garde literature trends, Sasha Pana was the guiding spirit of the literary review UNU. Pana's blunt manifesto begins with the words, "Reader, disinfect your brains." He's also known as the main archivist of the Romanian avant-garde. Even today, avant-garde researchers rely on his archive and collection, now owned by his son, Vladimir Pana. Another intellectual born in Dorohoi was Ștefan Antim, a Romanian language writer on general and Jewish themes. His life, spanning from the peak of the Jewish community growth to the Holocaust, encapsulates the entire tragic arc of Dorohoi's Jewish experience. Finally, it's worth mentioning that Abraham Goldfaden, the father of the Yiddish theatre, was very popular among the Dorohoi Jews and lived in Dorohoi between 1851 and 1852, where he wrote his play, The Sacrifice of Isaac. Its premiere took place in the city in 1892 with the participation of all the Jews from outlying areas. Suceava, known in German as Suceava and in Yiddish as Sholtz, was historically one of the most significant Jewish communities in Bukovina. At the beginning of the 15th century, the Moldavian prince Alexandru cel Bun, 1400 to 1432, invited Jews from Galicia and Hungary to contribute to the development of economy and trade. Another Moldavian ruler, Ștefan cel Mare, was under the care of a Jewish physician named Shmil and sympathized with the Jews. Ștefan Răzvan, who ruled in Suceava in 1595, also invited Jewish merchants to help develop trade and the economy. The oldest tombstone found in the Jewish cemetery was dated to 1510, making Suceava one of the earliest sites of Jewish settlement in the region, already home to an established community at the beginning of the 16th century. At the beginning of the 17th century, Jews fled from Russia after the tyrant Khmelnytsky and his bandits destroyed hundreds of Jewish communities and killed tens of thousands of Jews, swelling Suceava's community further. When Bukovina was conquered by Austria in 1774, there were 50 Jewish families in Suceava. In 1771, the synagogue burned down, and it only took 10 years until 1781 to get permission to build a new synagogue. In 1782, the Austrian general Eisenberg ordered the expulsion from Bukovina of all those who could not prove they could support themselves. As a result, in 1782, 92 Jews were expelled from Suceava, the authorities claiming that they were unable to pay the taxes. There were 160 Jewish families in Suceava in 1791 and 272 according to the data from 1817. The Jewish population of Suceava continued to grow after 1841, and by the end of 1880, out of 10,000 residents, 3,700 were Jews, or 37% of the total population. The Jewish communal institutions included the Jewish school, opened in 1790, and a large synagogue erected at the beginning of the 19th century. The Jewish populace was very active and played a significant role in public life. In 1901, there were 6,787 Jews in Suceava. By the outbreak of the First World War, the population had reached 8,000. Jews engaged in the trade of liquor, wine, and beer. The cultural orientation was German. Jews played important roles in both municipal and national political life. Zionism was particularly strong in Suceava. The Zionist movement in Suceava was founded at the end of the 19th century and was very influential in the lives of the Jews of the city. It sent Max Ellenbogen and Yashiahu Langer as delegates to the first Zionist Congress in Basel in 1897. In 1902, the first Congress of Zionist organizations in Bukovina was convened in Suceava. In 1906, Poale Zion was founded with Dr. Meir Tich as one of the leaders. After the First World War, Bukovina was reintegrated into Romania. In 1930, the town had 3,496 Jews inhabitants, 34% of its total population. The interwar period brought increasing anti-Semitism. In Suceava, Jewish shops and houses were vandalized and destroyed by Romanian peasants, and their owners were assaulted. From December 1, 1938, Jews were the target of restrictive regulations. Anti-Semitic persecution began in Suceava in 1940 when the Romanian army retreated from Bessarabia and northern Bukovina, which were annexed by the Soviet Union. Government institutions moved from Chernowitz to Suceava. The Jews were blamed for the Romanian downfall, and many Jews were murdered. Terror against the Jews of Suceava continued in the period of the Iron Guard rule. Many Jews were imprisoned on the grounds that they were communists. In July 1941, thousands of Jews from the surrounding villages and towns were evicted from their homes and concentrated in Suceava. After that, the Jews were removed from the army, education, and public institutions, and the business licenses of Jewish entrepreneurs were revoked. At the same time, their properties were confiscated. Then the deportations came in October 1941. The Jews were informed that deportation would take place according to the street on which they lived. At the same time, they were warned that those who were not present at the time set at the point of departure, or those who would commit acts of violence, attempt to flee, or destroy their property, would be shot on the spot. On October 9, 10, and 11, 1941, three deportee trains left Suceava. With the first train, Jews were deported from Suceava, Itzkan, and Burdujen. In the second, there were only Jews from the city, and with the last train, the Sikh of Jews' origin were deported from Suceava's hospital, a measure equivalent to sending them to certain death. 3,253 Jews from Suceava were deported between October 9 and 11. They arrived in Mogilev, Shargorod, Jurin, Murafa, and other ghettos in Transnistria. In total, 5,874 people were deported from the city, a figure that included Jews from Itzkan and Burdujen. Among those deported to Transnistria were the city's doctors, many of whom perished from typhus contracted while treating patients. After the end of the Second World War, both the survivors and the deportees from Suceava and the Jews from northern Bukovina returned to the city. In the first post-war year, about 4,000 Jews lived in Suceava. The number of Jews ultimately decreased as a result of emigration. In 1971, the town had approximately 500 Jewish inhabitants. In 2003, there were only 94 left and just one synagogue still functioning. The story of Suceava's Jews is one of a once thriving community, at times over a third of the city's population, that was methodically destroyed during the Holocaust and then slowly dispersed through emigration to Israel, leaving behind one synagogue and a series of deeply important cemeteries as a testament to a century of Jewish life in Bukovina. Let's talk about the Jewish personalities of Suceava. One of the most outstanding Jewish personalities born in Suceava was Rabbi Meir Shapira, 1837-1933, who became the leader of the Agudas Yisrael party in Poland. He belonged to the Shapira family, distinguished rabbinic dynasty deeply rooted in Suceava. The family produced Rabbi Jacob Shimshon Shapira, and as I mentioned, his son Rabbi Meir Shapira, as well as several members who were active in the Zionist and communal affairs across generations. Rabbi Meir Shapira was known as the Lubna Rav, and he is celebrated for promoting the Daf Yomi study program in 1923, the daily study of one page of the Talmud, and for establishing the Shashmei Lublin Yeshiva in 1930. As I said, his father, Rabbi Jacob Shimshon Shapira, was already renowned in his youth as the Scholz genius, the brilliant mind of Suceava. His family came from the SWM communities, Speyer Warm Mines in Germany, which is why the family name was Shapira. Another rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, was a genius in halakha, an artist in casuistry, exposition, song, and poetry. He died at a young age in 1934, in his 47th year, and the Zikron Meir neighborhood in Neibrik in Israel is named after him. A Hasidic court was founded in Suceava by Rabbi Yoel Moscovich, who was the second son-in-law of the famous Rabbi Meir of Prizmishlan. Meir of Prizmishlan's daughter, Miriam Haya, was married to Rabbi Yoel. She was known as a wonder walker, using a cane she inherited from her father. She asked that it be placed in her grave to protect the city. Indeed, during World War I, all the surrounding towns were destroyed, but Suceava remained intact. A shelter erected over her grave in Suceava's old cemetery still exists today. Another Hasidic court in Suceava was founded by Rabbi Moshe Hager, known as the Humoror Rebbe. Rabbi Moshe was the grandson of the late Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vishnitz, known as Zemach Zadik, after his book on the Torah and holidays. Rabbi Chaim Hager was the son of Rabbi Moshe Hager. During the holidays and high holidays, Rabbi Chaim led the prayers with his pleasant voice in the original Vishnitz version, enraptured his Hasidim. Rabbi Chaim returned from the deportation back to Suceava, Shlot, remarried to Rachel Fruchter and continued to run the Shlotz Vishnitz Hasidim. The Hasidim gathered daily for prayer and Torah study in the synagogue in the courtyard. The courtyard also contained a famous orchard for the enjoyment of the town's young people. In 1950, the rabbi emigrated to Israel with his family, settled in Haifa, and gathered his Shlotz followers around him in the synagogue on Omer El Mukhtar Street. Later, the rabbi left Haifa and moved to Bnei Brak, where he died in 1977 at a ripe old age. Finally, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lau was a strong supporter of the Zionist idea in Suceava, playing an important role in the early Zionist organization in the city. He served as a rabbi of Shots during 1920-1928. He came from a lineage of rabbis that went back generations. His great-grandfather, Rabbi Isaiah Halevi Segal, the Taz, named after his book, Torei Hazav, was a rabbi of Prozbuzna. His maternal grandfather was Gaon Rabbi Shmuel Itzhak Shor, rabbi of Monasterziska, after whom his book was named, Responsa Min Hai Shai, and was one of the greatest respondents of his generation. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lau was the son-in-law of Rabbi Israel Hager of Vishnitz, the author of Ahavat Israel. He was ordained a rabbi at 27, and his first position was in Suceava, Shots. Here he founded a Talmud Torah and gave daily and evening classes. He was involved with bringing the youth closer to the Torah and Judaism and developed a friendly relationship beyond the relationship normal between a rabbi and his flock. From Shots, he continued to serve as a rabbi in Prezo and Pistro, one of the leaders of Polish Jewry and one of the foremost rabbis of Poland. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lau perished in the Holocaust. We can also talk about the artists and the intellectuals born in Suceava. One of them is the lawyer Baruch Schaeffer, leader of the Social Democratic Party, who served as the vice mayor of Suceava from 1907 to 1908. He was one of the first Jews to hold such a position in the city. A native of Suceava and a prominent figure in the Mizrahi Zionist movement was Israel Shapira, who emigrated to Eretz Israel in 1927 and became one of the founders and first local council chairman of Kiryat Motzhim. Finally, we can talk about the artist Arnold Dagani, or as known as an artist Arnold Korn, who was born into a Jewish family in Suceava, Romania in 1909 and studied fine arts informally first in Munich and then Paris during the 1920s. A collection of around 6,000 of his works, drawings, paintings, collages, sketchbooks, and albums were given to the University of Sussex, entering the archives of the Center for German Jewish Studies in 1997. His many drawings and writings document his experiences in Mihailovka forced labor camp in 1942 and 43, from where he and his wife escaped only a few months before the camp was liquidated by the Nazis. He is considered one of the great documentary artists of the 20th century. A remarkable family from Suceava is the Schwartz family, nicknamed the Polishe to indicate their Polish origin. The widow matriarch, Deborah Schwartz, emigrated from Poland with her five children, four members, Meir, Itzhak, Joel, David Schwartz, and Esther, establishing families in the city. They were devoted, religious, raised their children in a religious Jewish and Zionist spirit, and some of the family's descendants emigrated to Eretz Israel as early as 1930s. Some members of the family established their own households and shops in the city. For example, Meir Schwartz ran a wire factory that made fences, gates, and sugar factory filters, while his wife ran a store selling pottery and glassware. Another well-known family from Suceava is the Dalfen family, originally from Galicia, a scholarly and commercially prominent household in Suceava. Grandfather Nathanael Schnell Dalfen was a Zionist intellectual personally acquainted with Ahad Ha'am, and the family ran a bookstore, a stationery, and the East business under the brand Le Dalfen. Another notable Suceava Jewish household were the Alter and the Kostiner families, who in their business activities supported a communal Gerbmacht interest-free loan fund for small merchants, and whose members were also among the founders of the local Mizrahi Zionist organization. The Shapira family was a prominent and extended family in the city, with members owning prominent local businesses, haberdasheries, and taverns on Regina Maria Street, and contributing heavily to community leadership. The Likornik family were leading civil figures in Suceava. Beryl and Rachel Likornik were notable residents deeply involved in the local Mizrahi Zionist movement. The Bessler family was a prominent merchant clan dealing in large-scale cattle exports and the meat trade. The Tannenbaum family, Babi and Munio, were notable for their daring Zionist activities. They were involved with the Beitar movement and famously bicycled from Suceava to the Middle East. The Kleckstein family were esteemed educators in the city. Rabbi Kleckstein ran a well-known heder, elementary school for boys, on which generations of local youth relied for their bar mitzvahs preparations. The Fallenbaum family was known in the city for operating a candle and soap factory and store, contributing to the local commercial economy. This concludes this episode on Dorohoy and Suceava. Hopefully in the next episode we'll be visiting the town of Potoșani. Until then, be well.